With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. military has widened its efforts beyond the blockade of Iran's ports. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Pentagon says it's allowing its forces around the world to stop any ship tied to Iran or those suspected of carrying supplies that could help its government. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says the U.S. would be targeting vessels in other areas, like the Pacific, that had left before the blockade began earlier this week. The military also detailed a long list of goods it considers contraband, declaring that it will board, search, and seize them from merchant vessels, regardless of location. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A 10-day ceasefire announced by President Trump and agreed on by Lebanon and Israel has started. Barrages of gunshots rang out across Beirut early Friday as residents fired into the air to celebrate the beginning of the truce. The Artemis II astronauts react to their return to Earth.
Commander Reid Weissman says the crew is still trying to decompress.
It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through.
He says on the ride back to Earth, the heat shield held up. Pilot Victor Glover enjoyed the release of parachutes before splashdown.
If you dove off a skyscraper backwards, that's what it felt like.
Astronaut Christina Cook says she's not a person who likes attention, but realize this trip around the moon produced a lot.
We've done this together. We took your hearts with us, and your hearts lifted our hearts.
NASA is already working on Artemis 3 for next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 115 points. The NASDAQ rose 86. The S&P 500 advanced by 18. Oil near $94 a barrel. This is SRN News. Scripture will be heard in the nation's capital next week.
Beginning Sunday, every verse of the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. Among the readers will be members of President Trump's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. The event will be live streamed. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats in Congress introduced a resolution urging a reversal of the Trump administration's changes to a popular student loan forgiveness regimen. The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program cancels loans for qualified public service workers, including teachers, after they've made a decade's worth of payments. Last fall, President Trump empowered the Education Department to kick employers out of the program if they promote transgenderism. SRN News. Stocks rebound to reach record high.
Stocks edged higher to another record on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Thursday. The Dow rose 115 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Solid profit reports from a handful of big companies helped drive the market higher. PepsiCo rose 2.3%. J.B. Hunt Transport Services climbed 6.3%. Crude oil prices rose. That's a sign markets are still uncertain about when the war with Iran will end. The price of Brent crude rose back above $99 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel when the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
Longtime DEA informant Andres Zapata has avoided prison after admitting he didn't pay taxes on nearly $4 million earned for undercover work. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.